Mary Sutton. She's the executive director of the Michigan After School Partnership. Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. What is the Michigan After School Partnership? What do you do there?
Well, the partnership is really a coalition of stakeholders across the state of Michigan who are interested in helping to build access and quality supports to support students in their out-of-school time hours.
The Michigan Association of United Ways and the Michigan After School Partnership are supportive of Governor Rick Snyder's message on talent development and are doing their own special things of work toward diversifying the talent pool in Michigan. Why did you support the governor specifically, and what are you doing to help in that same area?
Well, we concur with the governor's message that in order to prepare a talented workforce for the future, we need to create more jobs that require not only some expertise in the field of science, technology, engineering, and math, but a whole host of soft skills, and just getting our students prepared to compete in the new global economy is really crucial. We also feel that combining the STEM learning with after-school programs offers students fun, challenging, hands-on introductions to those skills that they're going to need to be successful. We've begun an initiative to build capacity around the state for programs to offer more science, technology, engineering, and math activities to students, to build capacity of staff to make sure that those programs are of high quality. We really think that after school is an excellent avenue to do those kinds of things because it provides an opportunity for those really engaging hands-on experiences that enable students to apply, reinforce, and extend the skills that they learn in school.
With the budget cuts we've seen in education, where's the funding coming from?
There have been extensive cuts to after-school programs across the state, which we're very concerned with. The funding for this particular project came from the Noyce Foundation, which is interested in expanding science and math learning to students in the Midwest.
You know, I haven't heard about this program in the mid-Michigan area, and what I'm also curious about is, what about all those kids who participate in sports and in band? How do they partake in STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematical Education?
There's many opportunities for programs and clubs that are offered on weekends and summer activities as well as after school hours. And that's part of our goal, is to increase access and flexibility so that as many students as possible can participate and reap the benefits of such experiences.
Okay, Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Saginaw have been identified as target communities where you will work with local programs to help build staff capacity and increase program quality. Is this in effect? Has it started already?
We've begun building partnerships, connecting resources, and identifying programs that have the initial capacity to get started. Our goal is to start and pilot in these communities and scale up and move these opportunities across the state.
So we may see this sometime in Lansing.
We certainly hope so.
Now, how do you get the folks participate in this, the leadership, the teachers themselves? Where do you find them from, and how do you get them involved?
Well, there are a number of after-school programs that are part of the Michigan After School Partnership, WISE, Boys and Girls Clubs, Girl Scouts, 21st Century Community Learning Center programs. So there are a number of avenues and teachers. We're also working very closely with community organizations, museums, and libraries. We're working to connect professionals in the fields of science, technology, engineering, math as mentors. So I think there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of existing leadership and programs within our state that are very interested in ramping up their capacity.
Mary, there are high-tech jobs in the state of Michigan, especially in the computer technology field. There are clusters of these IT companies and jobs throughout the mid-Michigan area. And it sounds like getting these future workers at a young age and getting them involved now, that builds a pretty solid foundation.
We think it's the only way to really get kids excited about those types of careers, to get their hands into experiencing the excitement and the future that's there for them will really, really pave the way for some exciting futures.
Mary, if people want to involve their own children or if they want to give to this program, where do they go?
They can contact us through the Michigan Association of the United Ways in Lansing. The Michigan After School Partnership website is www.miafterschool.org.
Do you need more help, Mary?
I'm always looking for more help.
All right. Mary Sutton is the Executive Director for the Michigan After School Partnership. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.